Five Things to Do When Entering a New Dwelling, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, may Indra protect you on the east, may Yam protect you on the south and Varun on the west and Kuvera on the north. Sita Devi speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 16.24. It's moving Indra. It was a long time coming. Enough of living with others. It was nice to have close friends and family around, but you needed some space. You have your own family to start, so it's nice to get a little privacy, some separation. When you enter the new dwelling, you are thankful. You appreciate the ability to live in such a place. The wise person is grateful for every day they remain alive, because no results in life are guaranteed. Under the influence of Ahankara, the false ego, the individual thinks they are the sole doer, but that is not the case. The modes of material nature must give sanction, they must cooperate. Quote, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are in actuality carried out by nature. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.27. On the day of moving in, you realize that nature has cooperated with your desires. What to do now, who to thank? Whose favor to seek? A long time back the prince of Ayodhya, Sri Rama, was called to the royal palace by the father, King Dashrath. Before he left, the loving wife Sita offered some nice words for the protection of her dear husband. 1. Seek the favor of Indra. Indra is the guardian of the eastern direction. There are the four directions that we typically consider, but there are in fact 10 in total, north, south, east, west, the four corners, and up and down. Interestingly, the name of Sri Rama's father references these directions. Dashrath means one who can fight against chariots coming in the 10 directions simultaneously. The king earned the name through exhibiting this ability on the battlefield, heroically in defense of Dharma, or righteousness. 2. Seek the favor of Yam. Yam is the god of justice, and also the controller of the southern direction. Sita sought the favor of this Deva, or god, who is part of the picture commonly referred to as Judgment Day. Yam looks at the balance sheet of pious and sinful deeds and determines the next destination for the just departed soul. 3. Seek the favor of Varun. He is the guardian of the western direction. He is also the god of the oceans. With each of these devas there is tremendous potency. They not only grant benedictions to their worshippers, but they have responsibility over important aspects of the material creation. 4. Seek the favor of Kuvera. In addition to guarding the northern direction, Kuvera is the treasurer of the gods. The Suras are the good guys, they are associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One aspect to the name Bhagavan is Aishvarya. This refers to great opulence or fortune. Whatever god has he shares with those close to him. For the Suras the treasury is managed by Kuvera, who is an elevated soul. 5. Seek the favor of Sitarama. This is one manifestation of the combination of male-female divinity. God is one, but he has different aspects. The male side is the enjoyer, and the female the enjoyed. Together they are the best object of worship for every person. Indeed, seeking the favor of Sitarama is paramount, no other gods need be approached. They can be respected, but the favor of Bhagavan alone brings everything necessary in life. There is full protection as well, even from demigods who might turn envious, such as in the case of Indra and the first Govardhan Puja. Sri Rama, in his form of Sri Krishna, lifted Govardhan Hill to provide protection from all directions, superseding any authority the devas may have. In closing, into new home making way, towards different directions to pray, like to Indra and Yam, Varun and Kuvera, Sita this way when husband called, Eve on throne to be installed, needed only to that divine pair, like with Govardhan protection there.